time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of June 8, 2015. The time is now 6:05. Item 1.1, election of chairman and vice chair. On May 18, 2015, the city council reappointed Barbara Tang and Evelyn Torres to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Commission elections are held after yearly appointments, so at this time I will open nominations for the position of chairman. Are there any nominations? Yes, sir.
I nominate Barbara Tang.
Thank you.
Is that right? Did I do that right? Tang.
Close enough. Thank you very much. Are there any other nominations for chairman? And nominations are closed. Would anybody like to make a motion to approve nominations being closed?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. All right, is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. All right, is there any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Do they have to vote?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate that. Do we have a nomination for the position of vice chairman?
Vice chairman.
Yes, you may.
Oh, I would like to nominate Daryl Rockamore as our vice chairman. Are there any other nominations? All right, would somebody like to make a motion to close nominations?
We close this nomination.
Thank you, Commissioner Burke. I'm sorry, it won't register on her recorder.
I move we close nominations.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. All right, are there any discussion? Would y'all please enter your votes?
Motion carries unanimously.
All right, thank you.
Business as usual.
Congratulations, Mr. Lockwood.
Thank you. You look so happy. They look so happy.
Can I make a comment there?
Sure.
When we make motions and things, I'm addressing everybody by your proper names. We're going to have to do things to make sure that they are properly recorded on the recording so that they will know exactly who the individual is that made the motion or why we made a motion or why we voted in a specific way. We have to be able to document what we're doing now.
So. Do we need to say our name in front of the motion? So they know who it is on the recording?
If she, as long as she says, you know, thank you, Commissioner Burke, thank you, Mr. Anderson,
okay.
That's fine.
That's okay.
If I forget to do it for you, please remind me. All right. Okay, 2.0. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personal matters or matters under litigation for length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on an agenda posted in accordance with law. Is there anybody who would like to speak?
I have no one signed up to speak.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, 3.0. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
Not at this time.
4.0. Consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of May 11, 2015. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Move to approve the minutes.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Bird. All right, is there any discussion or question? Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
5.0, new business. 5.1, consideration to approve the final plat of JTS subdivision, being a subdivision of 6.4411 acres of land situated in the John M. Hooper survey, abstract number 375 of Harris County, Texas, and being out of and part of a called 6.598 acres as described in deed recorded in clerk's file number S026292 of the real property records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, do we have a report, please?
Yes, this subdivision plat has been reviewed for compliance with existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission in the consideration in the platting process. 1. Provide tax certificates for Harris County and the City of Tomball. 2. Provide title report or city planning letter dated within the last 45 days. 3. Provide copies of utility notification letters. And 4. Show all sets and bounds. Community Development recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the plat?
Motion to approve the contingency.
Thank you, Commissioner Torres. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. All right, is there any discussion or questions? Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, 5.2, consideration to approve final plat of KCS subdivision, being a subdivision of 8.2680 acres of land in the John M. Hooper Survey, abstract number 375 of Harris County, Texas, and being out of and part of a called 8.489 acres as described indeed recorded in clerk's file number S026291 of the real property records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed for compliance with existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, Community Development recommends approval of this plat.
Is there a motion to approve this plat with contingency?
No.
This one doesn't have
any.
Motion to approve.
Thank you.
Second,
Mr. Torres. Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Okay. Is there any discussion or questions? Hearing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.3, consideration to approve final plat of Willow Creek Ranch, Section 7, being a subdivision of 54.51 acres of the Holmry and Doty Survey A1702, the INGNRR Survey A-952, the M.B. Jones and G.M. Cone Survey Certificate Number M-22952, and the William Biggio Survey Certificate Number M-22954 in Harris County, Texas. Staff, can we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed for compliance with existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission in consideration of the planning process. 1. Change the name of the vice chair. Community Development recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
All right. Is there a motion to approve with contingency?
I move to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Byrd. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there any discussion or questions?
Yes. What does it mean by changing the name of the vice chair?
It had an old chair, vice chair's name, and it needs to have Darren Rockmore's.
Okay.
Do you want to consider Evelyn as the old vice chair?
Yes. She was the last one, yes.
I didn't know that.
Checking.
Well, I just got a question. Where is this? I see the map, but it doesn't seem close to Tomball.
The very tip of a cul-de-sac is all that's in our ETJ.
Yeah.
And
really?
That's why they have to bring it to us.
Wow.
Any other discussion? Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
5.4, consideration to approve replat of 520 West Main Street, a subdivision of 0.4821 acres, composed of lots 6, 7, and 8 of Block 42 of the Tomball Township, as reported in Volume 2, page 36 of the Harris County Map Records, located in the John House Survey, A34, and the William Hurd Survey, A371, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Jeff, can we have a report, please?
This subdivision plat has been reviewed for compliance with existing ordinances of the City of Tomball, Texas. Based on this review, the following comments are presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission for consideration in the platting process. 1. Provide tax certificates for Harris County and City of Tomball. 2. Remove extra language in the public easement notes. 3. Address minor comments, spelling, type of plat, and titles. 4. The plat fees were underpaid by $200.46. These fees must be submitted with the final Mylar. Community Development recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Is there a motion to approve with contingency? Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Byrd. Any discussion or questions?
Just a quick question. What are they doing with this replat? There's lots 1 and 2.
I did mean to mention this. It's going to be one platted lot. They submitted a change based on their plan layout. That right now it's going to be one platted lot until they decide how they actually want to lay out the development on the site.
Okay.
Is there any other questions? Hearing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.5, receipt of the capital projects, comments, and recommendations from the Planning and Zoning Commissioner for City Manager consideration regarding the budget of 5-year CIP plan 2016 through 2020. Staff, could we please have a presentation?
Yes, this presentation will include the project status of the ongoing projects, the proposed projects, and what has been approved in this year's budget. In your packet, you will see that the handouts that have all the information on all these projects. I'll try to go through them very briefly so that we can speed through this process. The first slide with information covers the projects that are covered under the 10-year master plan, the comprehensive plan and livable centers plans, which had no projects funded at this time, and community additions, including the downtown sidewalks, the Zion sidewalks, CESA plan, and Broussard Community Park. As you know, medical complex is still ongoing. We hope to have it completed later this year. It was funded through EDC funding and through certificates of obligation by the city. And it makes improvements of roadways essentially from Johnson / Lawrence all the way to South Cherry. It includes water, sanitary, drainage, and gas improvements along the way. M121 West was part of that same certificate of obligation. It is currently under design. We have segment B, which is from Tyson Medical Complex, under contract to be constructed. It's partially been dug out, and they will continue to make those improvements. We hope segment C, which is north of Medical Complex to Hardin Street, will be bid later this year. I'm sorry, later this month or in July. And then segment A, once we close on the last two land parcels, will be under construction later this year. M121 East was also funded for design, so we should have the preliminary, the major part of the design for M121 East until we can get funded for land acquisition and construction in the future. M118, south of Holdreth and through the EDC park, is funded through the EDC and their certificates of obligation that they have through the city. The city is managing this project, and it is currently under construction. As we have a contract with a company to get the dirt and help us get further along in the project. Comprehensive plan and livable centers don't have any projects. The community additions, the downtown sidewalks have been put on hold due to the city applying for a grant to improve Main Street and include the sidewalks in that project, which is estimated to be roughly a $30 million project overall. We hope to hear by August if we are eligible for that grant.
Go ahead. Could I
Yeah, you can ask questions.
Okay, on the last slide.
Yes, ma'am.
It says from Walnut to Pine only is the sidewalks, so that's the last three blocks?
That was the original downtown sidewalks, yes. Those were
right.
originally to do from Walnut to Pine.
Mm-hmm.
But the scope of the reconstruction of Main Street goes from Willow Street all the way to Four Corners.
So the grant we're applying for, would that cover all the way to Four Corners?
Yes.
Okay.
This is just the repairs?
Yeah, this was just the repairs to the sidewalks.
Is the grant a state or federal grant?
It is a federal grant through the COG, HGAC, that is funded by HGAC and TxDOT. The city has the opportunity to add additional funds, which we are proposing to do the design, which is roughly $3 million, in order to help speed the process up. Design on sidewalks east of Quinn are currently under design and surveying. You might have noticed some staking out there. We're trying to get it designed. Our next step is to work with the county on how the sidewalks can actually be done, because Zion Road is a county right of way.
Regarding those sidewalks, a question. What about the sidewalk to the west and the fact that the Washington Way, are we addressing that?
We'll address that later on in this presentation.
Thank you.
Broussard Community Park. As you know, in December, a Kaboom playground was constructed up at this location. The land was donated to the city about,
A year ago.
And the city is pursuing a Texas Parks and Wildlife grant. These are the proposed projects for the capital improvement program for our fiscal year 16 through 20. It captures the projects out of the infrastructure master plan, which is the 10-year master plan, the comprehensive plan, the livable centers, and some community additions. I'm going to try and go through these. They are ranked in order of rankings 1, 2, and 3 based on their priorities. The first one is relocation of 249 utilities. This is because phase 2 of the toll road is coming through, and we do have some utilities located in existing right-of-way or existing easements that have become right-of-way. So we have to work with TxDOT in relocating our facilities for water, sewer, and gas. And that was estimated. It's just a study portion at $150,000 that doesn't include the actual construction and relocation that will be required. As I said before, the FM2920 Main Street improvements, we're proposing to allocate $3 million for the design. We're pending the grant approval in August of this year. And 121 East is currently under design, and we're just pending construction is on hold until funds can be made available. M118 north of the business park, we are estimating $5 million to construct this segment, which takes it just north of Medical Complex. It would also provide drainage for Medical Complex that's required in order to develop segment 4 for Medical Complex. M124 has been an ongoing project. We've estimated $1.7 million in 2016 and $1.2 million in 2017, and that's just for land acquisition to start moving forward with certain key parcels that we may need. Nothing has been decided at this time.
Just a quick question. Is it a preference or a objective to do away with the on-site detention, if possible?
It is in certain basins. M121 and M118 are regional detention basins to get rid of on-site detention, so that would be all handled within our facilities. M124, when the options were brought to council a few years ago, we had, it is really a mitigation, floodplain mitigation project. It doesn't take away the stormwater requirements. If council chooses to elect to move forward with a more robust project, it would cost more money, but then we could make it a stormwater detention facility also. J131 is a study. This is just to recommend an evaluation of it to see about possibly shrinking the floodplain in this area to allow more developable land.
Does that include anything about the wetlands in that area?
Yeah, it would include any wetlands that are affected and any mitigation banks that would have to be impacted.
Yeah.
FM2978 water and gas loop extension and sanitary extension goes all the way from 2920 to curve around to Huff Smith It's estimated to be $7 million programmed over 2 years. Medical Complex Drive, Segment 4. This is Segment 4B. Actually, we're looking from doing a connector from where the existing ag ends at South Persimmon to take it over to Huffsmith-Corville. We're estimating about $8 million, so this one would have to go hand-in-hand with the M118 north of the business park to allow for this to develop. Segment 2, this is just land, kind of money allocated for land acquisition. No real plans, but as development comes in, we want to see if we can make sure we can get key right away as we need it. Comprehensive plan ranking ones are the medical district specific area plan. This was approved as part of the comprehensive plan and to be implemented. Master plan ranking 2, Huffsmith water and gas improvements. This has been an ongoing project for the city with land acquisition and for right-of-way and utilities. Estimated about $1 million to extend water and gas where there currently are no facilities to serve residents. Zion Road sidewalks reconstruction. This is from the most western driveway of the junior high to go all the way to, I believe, the house lane. To reconstruct that where that sidewalk is buckling, failing, washing out. And we estimate about $500,000 to do that because it's the sands that are out there that are causing the issues with that sidewalk.
So, because repeatedly the city over the years has repaired that, I can't tell you how many times.
Correct.
And inevitably we're bashing the dealers later doing it again.
Yes.
So are they looking at possibly some type of a permanent?
Yes, if this project is funded, we would hire a geotech firm to go out there and see the soil conditions to tell us what's the best way to stabilize that so that the sands will quit washing out and causing those issues. Comprehensive plan ranking 2 is the major thoroughfare plan context sensitivity solution policy. Our major thoroughfare plan was last updated in 2009. It's been quite a few years. It's time to update that in order to move forward. We expect it will cost about $50,000.
Okay.
Sidewalk pathways, parks, and trails master plan. This was recommended in the comprehensive plan to connect key locations within the city. We estimate $75,000 if this is funded. Ranking 3 for the 10-year master plan is segment 5. That's because it's in the county. It's a lower priority for us, but it will be eventually a key component to get medical complex as a bypass from 2920 to 2920. We do understand that the bridge that was programmed to go over 249 has been removed from that by amendments to the major thoroughfare plan, but it will still add relief to Main Street in the future. Rudolph Road and utilities. As you know, the developments up off Zion Road are going to bring more traffic with more homes. Rudolph Road is an underdeveloped road. Its size, it narrows down to one lane passable at a bridge. It's been under design for years. This was just to work on phase one, which is south of Box Gully, and it was $1.9 million.
So when are we?
We programmed it in this year's budget, but nothing, we won't find about but. Find out about budgeting projects until later this month.
Because that road's getting worse and worse.
Yes, ma'am.
Rapidly.
Lawrence Street and Johnson Street realignment. As you know, the Lawrence Street curves in front of the apartment complex to remove that hazard of people backing out into a main lane is to acquire the right-of-way, straighten it up the street, and allow them to have their own parking lot separate from us. And that we estimated at this time around $600,000. South Persimmon improvements. As more businesses come through, there's no utilities located down here. We looked at design construction, not including land acquisition and easements due to the road being a very narrow 30-foot right-of-way where we ultimately need 60. We estimate around $12 million to do that all the way from the business park all the way up to 2920. Comprehensive plan ranking 3, the downtown master plan. This will change depending on how we move forward with part of the land that was utilized. The Depot Plaza could be master planned out, but the Phase 2 linear park is private property and is being developed as a multi-story building at this time. Medical complex specific area plan was proposed in the comprehensive plan. We estimate $175,000 to implement this plan. wayfinding sign plan was included also for $50,000 as part of the Louisville Centers and the comprehensive plan. Louisville Centers priority three ranking was the street reconstructions for the main streets, which are Commerce Market and Cherry Street, estimated around $5 million to implement. And then the ongoing project status, we have the M124, as you know, we still in the PER phase, yes ma'am?
The road reconstruction,
yes,
are we going to get Cherry and Main fixed? Those holes getting deeper, I like got stuck in there.
I think it has been reported to both TxDOT and Harris County as they're both not our right-of-ways.
I know.
So.
Okay. Thank you.
And the projects that were approved for this year's CIP were the Zion Sidewalks East of Quinn and Broussard Community Park. And if you have any questions.
Are we active on that approved project right now?
Yeah, the Zion Sidewalks are under design right now in negotiations with the county on how they want sidewalks in their right-of-way. And then the Broussard Community Park, we have money set aside in this budget. We've used some of it for improvements. We have the Kaboom Playground, and we're also pursuing a Texas Parks and Wildlife grant.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Anybody else have any questions? I'll now open this up for discussion and request comments regarding their proposed 5-year plan. Sorry, skip that part. May I have a motion to recommend the 5-year capital improvement projects list?
Move to approve the motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second, please?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Commissioner Flores. Is there any discussion or questions?
I think they do a really good job putting it together.
Thank you.
I think that mentioned that's a good one. Cool with
your job.
All right. Please enter your vote now.
Wait a second.
Oh, wait. We have more discussion.
I mean, this is great stuff.
Uh-huh.
Overall, what is being worked on? If I had a list that said...
The very first section, that slide right there at the bottom.
Okay.
That shows you all the projects that are ongoing right now that have been funded in some way, shape, or manner. Mm-hmm. And then what has been funded on the very last slide is what was funded in this year's budget.
So you're saying this one here?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's the action.
That tells you the active ones, yes.
Okay.
And that correlates to this, right?
Some of it does, not all of it, because some of it is outside of that pure list.
Right.
Right.
But somewhere you've got a probably some kind of chart timeline that says here is construction, here is design, here is...
I wish it would be that simple.
No.
It's not always that simple to lay it out on my side of it. When you award a contract to a contractor, it's easier for them. They can get the construction, lay it out because they have their time frame set. Since mine is funding base, it is not that simple for me to lay it out to tell you we're going to design. And I try. We're going to design this year, next year we're going to do this, and then the following year we're going to do this.
So trying to get money in there.
Right, because if you add all those numbers up, the request for the next 5 years is...
More than $1.50.
More than a mill.
Yeah.
It's like $56 million when you add all those numbers up.
That's right.
So it gets up there
over
pretty...
Over the whole 5 years.
Over the whole 5 years, and what it does is it breaks it down. I'm not saying we all do all the projects at once, but the ones we know that we want to move forward with and get the funding set aside, we'll hit the first year heavy on that, and then what council chooses to approve is what we move forward with, and then of course, as you've seen the same projects presented year and year again, they just slide to the next year, and the slide to the next year unless we see a need where we need to pull one off and put a new one in.
Thank you.
Is there a reason the city doesn't consider applying for some more of the grants through some IHS grant requests, information from the city's states, the Water Board and the
Texas Development Water Board.
Right, and they are looking continuously, and so far we qualify for several that have come in, and I was just wondering if there's a reason we don't go.
I know some of them we've looked at in the past. I can't tell you why what actually qualifies on the distribution side versus the plant side.
So we are looking at it, though.
But we also have to have budget commitments on our end, too.
Sure, right, and I understand that.
We are exploring some sidewalk grants because there are a couple sidewalk projects that were identified. We are looking into the new cycle because we missed out on the previous cycle, so we're exploring those as we speak.
Because it just seems that it would be very beneficial if we could move forward some of these drainage projects with them.
Right, and some of them are shovel-ready projects, and unfortunately our projects aren't shovel-ready, so it's hard to get the funding for that.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, yeah, we need to vote on this. Okay, so everybody, who's there you vote now that we're done with discussion?
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, and is there a motion to approve adjournment?
Motion to approve adjournment.
Thank you, Commissioner Jarre. Second. Thank you, Mr. Anderson. And please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, the meeting is now adjourned. The time is 6:30, 6 p.m. We have a long time.